Good morning, it's a wet Saturday morning in Cork City in Ireland, and I'm heading into the centre of the city from a suburb called Glenmire. That's the agenda. But what I'm doing in the centre of the city is, first of all, taking my daughter to her dance class. She's got a dance class in 6 minutes. And as I drive on my way into town, I hope that the traffic will not be bad because we're running a tiny bit late. So that's the start of the day, and I'll be doing some more recording of the sounds of the city as the morning evolves. Okay, I've done the drop off. I've got as far as Cork Art Studio, dropped my daughter off, and only had two disasters on the way. The first disaster is we had a big fight about something, and I can't even remember what it was about, and that sort of made the journey dramatic. And then I lost the ballet shoes. I couldn't find the ballet shoes. I was grumpy about it and thought it was her job, the five-year-old's job, to make sure that she had her own ballet shoes. And then I discovered that I had the ballet shoes in my pocket. So this is I'm not going to say a typical father's way of doing, taking your daughter to ballet lessons, but I'm now going for a breath of calm. I'm going to park the car in PJ O'Shea's, I think it's called, a parking place for €2, or no, €1.50 an hour, which is the best value I know in the centre of Cork, and I'm then going to retire to Cork Coffee Roasters to recover. I'm coming to you now from Cork Coffee Roasters, where I'm sitting at the table next to the counter playing with my camera, which I don't really know how to use. It's a Canon EOS 550D, which I got for my birthday from somebody very, very special. I'm sitting here kind of playing with the idea of how do I capture the atmosphere in this favourite place on a Saturday morning. The thing about it is that it does enable me to sit quietly, unbothered by anybody, while my daughter does all of her creative dance stuff. And I'm able to just gather my resources before hitting the streets. So that's it. That's the next step of a Saturday morning. I can't bear to go out in the rain, so I've got lazy here sitting in Cork Coffee Roasters. So what I'm going to do is read you a few extracts from the book I have in my hand called The Heart Aroused by David White. And this is to whet your appetite for a great, great man who or a person I admire. So here are some quotes taken from starting at page 74 under a section of the book called Fire and Desire. This is David White. Fire has been the touchstone of human creativity and passion since the beginning of our literate and oral history. Since the beginning of our literate and oral history. There's one bit of David White. Okay, here's another. Here's a remark about businesses by David White. It is the smaller or newer companies needing tighter, more creative teams of people to whom less and less is promised outside of their present creative engagements that have set the tone for the years to come. So that's a quote about smaller, newer companies needing tighter, more creative teams of people. And the key point is these people are promised less and less outside their existing creative engagements. David White goes on to quote John Scully, who I won't quote to you now. But let me just jump a little bit further on in this to a section called Fire and Ice, page 79. Here's David White again. Those circles of fire were the pivot around which our storytelling and language began. He's talking, going way, way back in human history to people gathered around fires in Africa. That's where storytelling and language began, around circles of fire. He says about fire carries not only the heat of primordial creation, but the dance of energy that devours and sublimates the outworn. That devours and sublimates the outworn. Isn't that wonderful? The heat of primordial creation, which is fair enough, we'd all expect something like that, but the dance of energy that devours and sublimates the outworn. I have to tell you that I'm just about to read you a little Robert Frost. And the reason I'm reading you Robert Frost is that David White quotes Robert Frost in the book, and it's a short poem called Fire and Ice. Some say the world will end in fire, some say in ice. From what I've tasted of desire, I hold with those who favor fire. But if it had to perish twice, I think I know enough of hate to say that for destruction, ice is also great and would suffice. Robert Frost. There we are, folks. End of this audio sounds from the start of Saturday. Have a great day.